this edition of The Fabric of the Warriors with Rakuten, we listen into a recent conversation. With the setup, here's RC Davis.
A few weeks back on ESPN, Rachel Nichols caught up with Draymond Green about his new contract and those that are doubting Golden State in the post-Kevin Durant era.
Was there a point where you maybe got up to the hotel room or you had a second alone that you just said, damn, $100 million?
There's been several points where I've sat back and said, wow, I signed for $100 million. Like, that's not your normal thing for a kid from Saginaw, Michigan. Like, I'm still at a loss for words about it.
You were never the most highly recruited guy going into college, out of college, 35th pick in the draft. And then even once you were successful, there were a lot of people who did not like the way you went about your business. You had arguments with your coaches, teammates, suspension in the NBA Finals. What does this contract say, validating the way you have gone about your life and your career?
This contract tells you that all the garbage that you tried to say about me arguing with Kevin or about the thing with Steve Kerr, about the suspension, it just tells you that there was a method to that madness. And while so many people tried to write it differently, it's proof in the pudding now that you were wrong. And I enjoy that just a tad.
Oh, just a little bit?
A lot. I am the guy who you said can never play in this league. You were wrong. I am the guy who you wanted to make out to be a dummy. You couldn't have been further, much further away from the truth. I've only, you know, had the utmost support from the organization. And so that's all I've ever really went with. You know, I heard a noise. I've heard that over and over again. But, you know, on the flip side of that, I also had a great organization telling me the complete opposite. I couldn't have been a fool to believe it. But don't seem like I was such a fool after all.
And on your side, too, there were people who have been saying over the past couple weeks, why would he sign this extension now? Next summer is not going to be like this past summer. You would have been the most high-profile free agent available on the market. So why lock yourself up now on your side of things?
Well, I think a few reasons. You know, people always talk about testing the market. But if you're testing something, there's a possibility that you come up short. Okay, that's one side of it. The flip side of it is I got two guys that I've been rolling with since the time I stepped into this league, and Steph and Clay. We started this whole Golden State thing when it wasn't so sexy. Why would I get to this point of where we done built this entire organization up and bail on it? Like, you know, you don't bail on your baby. You know, the Golden State Warriors, that's our baby.
The Golden State Warriors are going to look very different from here on out, though. The biggest departure is, of course, Kevin Durant. Have you talked to Kevin this summer?
Absolutely. I actually talked to Kay yesterday. That's my brother. You know, if someone would have told me, man, Kevin Durant's going to come to the Warriors, and you guys are going to win two championships, and then have a shot at winning a third, would you take that? In a heartbeat. And so that was a major success, and I'm happy for him. The thing that people forget about in this league is, like, this is our lives.
We remember what you said at the end of the NBA Finals.
Everybody thinks it's kind of end of us. That's just not smart. We're not done yet.
Do you still feel that way?
I've heard people say we're not going to make the playoffs. That's crazy to me. I mean, that's just like, that's total disrespect, but no different than the disrespect we've all been getting for years.
What kind of Draymond Green are we going to see this season? Because last season, there were points where you got injured that tumbled into you being out of shape. You had five-year lows in a lot of major categories, shooting problems. Then in the playoffs, we saw a totally different Draymond Green. Diet, you were a monster on the court on both ends. Are you going to be able to keep that up through all of next season?
Absolutely. Last year taught me a lot. You know, diet, you know, taking care of my body, you know, all the things that I'm 29 now that I need to know. And I was able to get that through the course of last year and still able to rise up throughout the playoffs and do what I've normally done. I look forward to doing that for the entire season again and again and again. And so what Draymond Green will you see? A different one, because the circumstances are different, but the method behind the madness always remains the same.
So we're sitting here in Las Vegas. The odds makers have not given you guys good odds to win the title compared to some of the other teams. Reminds me a little bit of the beginning of this conversation. You were not given very good odds to be sitting here doing this interview talking about your $100 million contract. What do you make of odds as you go forward here?
I like it. You know, being an underdog, it's been a while since we've been an underdog. But it brings that underdog chip back. And I missed that chip. I'm pretty sure Steph missed that chip. And some of the stuff Clay been texting me this summer, I'm positive he misses the chip. So I like where we're at. I'm excited about it and looking forward to it. So to the Ozmaker, thanks. You got me where I am today. I look forward to where they take me again.
This is the Fabric of the Warriors with Rakuten, streaming 24/7 on Warrior Sound, the voice of Dub Nation.